scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. For this hour, it's 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But we're hoping we're going to have Paul Walter with us. We're going to be talking about a book that he has republished. It was written back in the 1890s. It was called The Coming Battle. And it talked about what was going to happen to the country economically. And, of course, if you've read my pamphlet, if you haven't, shame on you. It's called The History of Money. You have to understand that since the very inception of our country, there's been a battle between those who wanted to control the money and by so doing to control the population and the people, of course, who wanted America to be a free nation. And, of course, the battle has existed down through all time because the control of money really is, of course, the very key to our existence. And if you control the money, you control the people. Well, anyway, of course, back in the 1890s, why, they'd already seen in the early years, in the 1870s, at the time of the Civil War, the manipulation of the money supply by which a few people were able to really to enrich themselves. And then, of course, once you can begin lending money out at interest, and then, of course, people, you know, can't pay it back, why, you simply take whatever they have. And the game is played this way. What you do is you make money readily available, and you get people to begin borrowing money, and they invest the money, and they make money, and so they want to borrow more money and make more money, and this whole cycle of greed takes over. And then what you do is the banks in conjunction simply shrink the money supply, and there isn't any money to borrow, and the economy begins to slow down, and people then can't get any money to pay back their debts, and they get frantic, and they get fearful. And markets are run by these two things. One is greed, and the other is fear. And how wonderful it is to be able to borrow money and make money with the money that you borrowed, but how terrible it is when it comes time to pay back the money that you borrowed. And, well, what's that old adage? He who borrows what isn't his and has to pay it back or go to prison. And, of course, you either go to debtor's prison or they take everything you have. And this has been the cycle that had been carried out. You know, certainly in the about 1811 and again in 1832 or 1833 under the Jackson administration and several more times during the ensuing century. So that when the author of the book, The Coming Battle, wrote the book, in the 1890s, he was talking about what he had seen in the past, and he realized how money was going to be used to enslave the people. And what you needed to do was get the money out of the hands of a very, very small and evil group of people. And you can certainly go into the background of the writings of Thomas Jefferson. He warned about what was going on, and it simply said that, you know, the people who, you know, are trying to get everybody into paper money, and people just love paper money, they become fascinated by paper money. But unfortunately, of course, down the line, why, that paper money becomes useless and the people are enslaved. He said, you know, people will not give up this wonderful fascination with the jack-o'-lantern of wealth until the whole thing comes tumbling down, and it's going to come tumbling down. And of course, Thomas Jefferson's words were truly prophetic because it was shortly thereafter that the whole economic system collapsed, and this was about 1811, that led, of course, to the War of 1812. That was to punish the American people because they didn't renew the contract for the First Bank of the United States. And these wicked people create wars and inflations and deflations simply to force the people to go along with their agenda. And that's exactly what happened in 1811, and by 1812 we were in the war of 1812, and the White House was in flames.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, that's Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Paul Walter. And Paul, of course, has a website, and it's newswithviews.com, and if you don't go there, why, shame on you. Great articles. This is one of the most widely accessed websites up there on the Internet. How many hits do you get a day, Paul? About a million or so?
We get a million a day.
A million a day. See, there's a lot of people are reading these articles. They're excellent articles. We certainly recommend them to you. But we're going to be talking about the book that Paul has republished, and now it's coming out again in a new format, and it's called The Coming Battle. And it's really, what was it written, in the 1890s?
1890s, and we ran out of books, and we just got the reprint in, new shipment, about Wednesday of last week.
All right, fine. And so we certainly have the book. We'll be offering it as well. And we think it's an important book because it deals with the monetary system. And ladies and gentlemen, our monetary system is on the verge of collapse, and it is not happening by accident. It is happening by intent. The people who have been running the Fed, their job was to give us a stable currency. And have they given us a stable currency? The dollar today was worth about a penny back in 1913. We've lost certainly 98% or 99% of the value of our currency. And really over the last, since 1987 when Alan Greenspan came in, certainly specifically since 1990, they have destroyed the value of probably at least half to two-thirds of the value of our dollar has simply disappeared in the last, 18 years. This did not happen by accident. It happened by intent. Alan Greenspan knew exactly what he's doing. And by destroying the value of our currency, they destroy the value of your wealth. It destroys the value of your pension. It destroys the value of your CDs, the value of your savings. When you destroy the value of a currency, you destroy the stability of a nation. And that's just the way we're headed, and I don't think it's happening by accident. Paul, what do you think? And you pick up this story.
Well, I think these people are genius. You know, I tell you, I like them. I mean, they are what I call diabolically genius, because they're the only ones that can take all the gold and silver and put it in their pocket and give us paper money, and we're perfectly happy with it. We're happy carrying around a piece of paper with an ink on it that says a dollar bill, and while they got the real thing, gold and silver, and we don't see anything wrong with it. So you got to admit, you know, these people are pretty swift, pretty smart, and, you know, to pull off one of the biggest scams of the, you know, since Adam and Eve, since the beginning of mankind, this has been the biggest scam that's ever been pulled on the people, and people sitting here smiling, carrying this money around. And, you know, you got to admire them for that.
Well, of course, the problem is, of course, that it works through the central banks of the world. The central bankers, of course, get together in secret meetings. Their goal is to create a world feudal society. Now, if that sounds a little outlandish, none other than Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, makes that statement in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, on page 324. And we'd be glad to send you the page of the book if you'd like to check it out, where Professor Quigley talks about how the central bankers get together in secret meetings and plot how they're going to control the economies of their countries. And they do control the economies of the countries. They expand the money. While the economy is good, they contract the money. The economy is bad. And they're not interested in the stability of the currency. They're interested in the control because, as Professor Quigley said, they want a feudal system with them as the feudal lords.
You know, that's what the coming battle book is all about.
Right.
This was written, I don't know, those listeners of yours who haven't heard this before, is written by a man who was born before the Civil War. And he wrote this and published this in 1899, and when we got a hold of this, I couldn't believe what I was reading. It talks about how your seminary schools, your colleges, your influential universities were infiltrated, how the money, how they were very angry when silver was discovered, and a person who owns a silver mine could take his ore to the mint and have it melted down and minted into money like silver dollars and quarters and dimes and so forth, and that basically became the financial liberator of the American people. Well, they didn't like that because this particular money that belonged to the people didn't pass through their toll gates, as Mr. Walbert, who wrote this book, documents in his book. And so what they did is they demonetized silver, which created one of the largest depressions that has ever hit United States up in that to that period, which is about 1870s. And they basically confiscated all the silver, demonetized it, took all the wealth to themselves, and they've been, the book goes into details how recessions, depressions, how panics are created, how stock markets are manipulated, how commodities markets are manipulated. These people manipulate everything. They manipulate us. They even call us human resource. Because what do you do with resource? You manipulate the resource. You take a raw resource and you manipulate it into something. Well, you manipulate the people into dopes. And that's what we are. We're dopes. And we're carrying around paper money. When we had gold and silver from the beginning in this country, they sold us a bill of goods. The people bought it. And, you know, I don't know, Stan, maybe you can explain this to me. Where would we be today if American people had gold and silver in their pocket, the real money, and it was backed by gold and silver instead of this fiat paper money that we have today? Let's say that there was never no such thing as a Federal Reserve. Where would we be today? How wealthy would the people be? Would there be any poverty at all?
Well, the thing is that they have created a tremendous artificial prosperity. I mean, you only have to go over and look at China. Look what wonderful things they've done over there. They've really built up China. You got more skyscrapers in China, in Beijing than you have in New York City. So with this artificial prosperity, they can create tremendous apparent prosperity, but certainly the value of money progressively decreases. So if you are holding the money, you are losing every single day. The value of your currency decreases. And certainly, we see the value of our currency decreasing about 10% a year. So if you've got your money in the bank and making 2 or 3% on it, you're going behind about 7% a year. Of course, they lie about the statistics. They lie about the inflation rate. They lie about the unemployment rate. They lie about how great our economy is doing, because our economy is not doing that great.
No, it isn't.
And of course, you ask whether we'd have wealth, you would have real wealth. You would not have the artificial wealth that we have. But if you have gold and silver, you have something of intrinsic value that has been, you know, in use going back to the time of our Lord and even long before that. And so we would not have the artificial prosperity, but we would have a far more stable society, because when this whole situation begins tumbling down, we're going to see the end of America as we've known it.
Well, you know, I saw a cartoon once in San Diego Union, and I bought the paper, and I still have it filed away somewhere. And this was a few years back, and there was a picture of a house of cards with a huge boulder on the top, and that boulder was so heavy, and it, on the boulder was written debt, and the house of cards started to buckle, and the house of cards meant the economy. And how long can we keep adding debt on top of debt on top of debt and just keep creating money out of thin air and fund, like, what did they spend, $450 billion securing Iraq and propping up Iraq and building one of the largest embassies of the world, which is basically as big as the Vatican, city of Vatican, and all this, and keep printing and creating artificial wealth before this whole thing collapses? How long can we keep doing this?
Well, I don't think an awful lot longer, but I'm amazed how long they've been able to keep this thing going as it is. So, but yeah, I think that what is going to happen is there going to be some sort of a major catastrophe, and we'll probably end up blaming Osama bin Laden. It's his fault. It's not the fault of the Federal Reserve or the traders in Washington, D.C. It's Osama's fault. Of course, Osama's probably been dead here for quite some time. I'd go up on the Internet and type in and Google in... you know, Osama bin Laden dead, and you'll find literally tens of thousands of entries. But of course, we're not going to let the American people know that. He's a very necessary villain to have. Isn't it interesting that we don't have any recent pictures of Osama? I wonder why.
You know, there's one more thing that's in a coming battle book that I don't think I ever mentioned this on your show. That's really important. That Napoleon III tried to unite Europe under a common currency, like they have today. A common currency is called the euro, and they're doing the same thing in the United States. It's called a mero, where they're trying to unite Mexico, Canada, United States under a common currency, and that's why you see the money changing in the 70s. It was starting to change. Now the greenbacks are disappearing, and your green is disappearing, and it's heading into color, because they want to merge the three currency into one, and they have to do away with greenbacks. And slowly that greenback is disappearing, and people are not catching on to that either. Now, what the coming battle talks about is how they tried, or how they imported cheap foreign labor from Europe. This is just before the League of Nations and before the World War One, obviously, is when when Mr. Walbert came out with his book. But they tried to bring in cheap labor into the United States to drive the American wages down. And that's all documented in the coming battle book, how they pulled that off. China and Europe and Hungary and Poland, they brought them in from all over Europe. They didn't bring these people in here because they cared for them. It's because they wanted to drive the wages down of the American people, whatever they were getting paid at the time. Those people working in sweatshops at half the price. And at the same thing what they're doing today, they're bringing in illegal aliens from Mexico. And then they say, well, these people are doing the jobs that Americans will not do, which is, of course, a lie. Excuse me. I believe that what they're doing is really destroying the middle class. When you bring in, when a factory pays you $15 an hour, and an illegal will do this for $7 an hour, what they're doing is destroying the middle class. And what they're doing is increasing the profits at the expense of the American people. That's why when you travel throughout the country, you see industry and buildings and buildings after buildings vacated, and the whole town's devastated because industry moved to China or India or Mexico. And that's what NAFTA and GATT is all about. Free trade is another lie. There's no such thing as free trade. The whole thing is a lie. And what they did back in 1800, instead of exporting the industry to the cheap foreign labor, to import a cheap foreign labor.
Right. Okay, hold up there, Paul. We're just about getting ready to go into the break here. We'll be back in just a moment with Paul Walter and The Coming Battle. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radionivity Health Catalog.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Paul Walter. His book is The Coming Battle, right. And it's an excellent book, and we do carry it here at Radio Liberty. And the important thing for people to understand is that if you don't understand what's happening to our money, you're going to be one of those people who's just standing there when we're playing musical chairs and the music stops, and and there are no more chairs. And an awful lot of people are going to lose so much. You know, it was Aristotle, and there's nothing to one of his son. Aristotle basically said, you know, there's inherently nothing wrong with the fiat money system as long as you have a perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. And that's really so true. If you had perfect authority, if you had people who were completely honest and godlike wisdom in kings, you could use a paper money. But unfortunately, we don't. And unfortunately, our monetary system is being used to impoverish our people. And you can go back and read what Alan Greenspan wrote in his essay in 1966, a very famous essay, where he said, in essence, that the secret of the welfare state is they don't want you to have any means of protecting your wealth. If there was a means of protecting your wealth, why, of course, they would make it illegal. And basically said this, in the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare state's tirade against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. And ladies and gentlemen, we've seen the greatest spat of deficit spending during the Bush administration in the history of this nation or any nation in all recorded history. I think we're headed for a fall, and Mr. Wahlberg was certainly warning against that, wasn't he? 107 years ago?
Yes, he did. I'm very surprised, just like you mentioned, that it even lasted as long as it did. But, you know, I know we've been saying this for 10 years or so, but I think it's going to happen. I don't know when. They're going to pull the plug one of these days, and they're going to start rationing money. Once people panic and they start going rush to the banks to withdraw the money, then they're going to start rationing money. I can see that coming. And even someone that I know very close to me that's runs one of the banks here told me, he says, Paul, he says, be very careful because things are not good out there. And, told me a couple of things. I can't say it on the air, but you know what I mean. And they did this in the 1800s, manipulated the economy, manipulated the money, how they contracted the money supply and expanded the money supply. And I always use the example because, you know, to make it simple for the folks because some, you know, it took me a while before I kind of comprehended this thing too. I didn't understand this either until, you know, just within the past 7-8 years I started understanding what this thing is really all about. And I used the example of a lake and how in order to manipulate the lake, you raise and lower the level. You have to control how much water flows in and how much water flows out. And if you can control that, then you can control the level of the lake. And the lake is the economy, and water flowing into the lake is the amount of money that's put in circulation. And basically, if there's too much money in circulation, then they raise your taxes. And you pay more taxes. This means all the taxes mean to take this money out of circulation. That's all the taxes means to make sure that you're not too prosperous, because they don't want to, you know, prosperous people cannot be controlled. So you have to be controlled. That's why in Russia, you know, you have a bread line for this and you have a line for this. They have a line for everything there. No one is prosperous there, and that's why people don't get involved in government much there and you know, kind of figure out what's going on there, because they're too busy standing in bread lines and too busy figuring out how they're going to, you know, eat for the next 24 hours. Here, basically, what's destroying the United States, as I see it, Stan, and you tell me if I'm wrong, is prosperity. People have been prosperous so long here, you know, 2-3 cars in the driveway. You're lucky if you have one car per family in Europe. Most people don't have 2-3 cars, especially, you know, behind the Iron Curtain. You're lucky if there's one car for every 10 households.
Sure.
And here, people are so, you know, they've been born with a silver spoon in their mouth, so to speak, and they take this for granted, thinking that we could never lose this. And boy, I tell you, are they going to get a rude awakening, and it's coming just around the corner. It's not going to be very far, because they want to pull this North America Union off. They want to pull, you know, God knows what else they want to pull off, and they're going to have to create the crisis. Because out of the ashes will rise the whatever they want to accomplish. You know, they create the problem, then they offer the solution, and then you have the desired outcome.
Amen to that. It's the oldest game in the world. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's all going to be blamed on the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's been dead for some time in all probability, but that doesn't matter. and the American people believe what they're told, won't they?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Paul Walter. And Paul, would you like to get your webpage out? We've already mentioned it, but why don't you go ahead and tell people why they should go to newswithviews.com.
Well, today we're having we're just adding a new writer. I don't know if you ever had this man on your show, Stan. His name is Idaho State Rep. Phil Hart.
No, I haven't. Is he pretty good?
He's excellent. He's talking about the 16th Amendment. We're just formatting the article now. It will be up at 10 p.m. Pacific. So anyone, 10 p.m. Pacific, 11 Mountain, midnight Central, and 1 a.m. Eastern, it will be up tonight to read his article about a case that IRS lost regarding the 16th Amendment. And he's talking about money. And that's what his book is all about, the constitutional income and how income should not be taxed. And this guy's brilliant, and his first article is up tonight, and you'll see his picture up there on the upper left corner when you log on to newswithviews.com and click on Phil Hart, and that'll take you into his article, and it's an excellent article, and today's his first article.
All right, fine. Well, I recommend it. I certainly always go through every one of the essays that there. They're usually three or four a day, and it keeps you on the cutting edge of what's going on. Don't agree with all of them, but we see all sides presented, but they're all good people, and certainly good people can differ in their attitudes. But most of the articles I agree with 100%.
I'll tell you something, Stan. I don't agree with all of them either. We do have few writers. In fact, we had about six or seven of them that had rose-colored glasses on when it came to, you know, Bush and his policies and the war on terror and all this. About four of them turned around and they're basically, you know, singing the same song that we're singing now. They woke up. But we still have a couple. I'm not going to mention any names. You know who they are when you read them. That think Bush walks on water and Bush can't do no wrong. But we would like to balance it. We don't want to be, you know, tilt that too far to one side or the other. We like to present both sides. But we do have a couple, even though they're good people, and they're decent people. They just haven't woken up yet to the fact that war on terror is not war on terror at all. It's a war on freedom. And eventually, if they run out of crazy Arabs, they're going to come out of those who won't take the microchip and become part of this global system, you will become the next terrorist. So they'll never run out of terrorists. I personally believe that this war on terror will be until Jesus comes. And if it's, you know, if it's 1,000 years from now before Jesus comes, then you'll have the war on terror in 1,000 years, because there'll always be someone that's not going to go along with this feudal system, which is hell on earth, that's coming right now for us. And the whole thing is basically pulled together by lies and manipulations and scare tactics to keep us scared, and that's why people are willing to give up their freedom for security. You know, I'll give up my freedom, just keep me secure. And they don't realize that when you give up freedom, you won't have security either. You won't have anything, because the next tyrants are going to be your government, and I think that the police state is going to be worse than the terrorists. I think I can take the terrorists a lot easier than I can a police state, because I lived under a police state, and I'll tell you something, you don't want to go there.
I am sure. Well, I think you appreciate our freedom much more than a lot of people were raised right here in America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you'd like to talk to Paul. And really, we're talking about what's happening to our monetary system and the fact that we are in very real trouble. It was Daniel Webster who said, "Of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which deludes them with paper money." Let me repeat that. Of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which deludes them with paper money, because it is an illusion. In other words, you think you're prosperous. After all, you've got all this paper, and they keep printing more paper, and you've got more paper, and you're getting higher wages, but you don't notice that everything else is costing more and more.
See, the people don't realize this, but I can explain it real easily. Let's say in 1800, let's say 1870s, a $20 gold piece bought you a suit and a vest and shoes and God knows what else. Well, $20 bill today won't even buy a half a grocery bag. You can't buy anything with $20 bill. In fact, 4 years ago, $20 bill gassed my car up. Today, it cost me $65 to gas my Honda up. So it's worth less and less and less. $20 won't buy anything, but a $20 gold piece is worth $700. So you're basically, gold kept up the value while paper money didn't. So Stan is right. You have an illusion of wealth, and people don't see this until it all comes crashing around your ears. Then they're going to see it. Right now they can't see it, because as long as their $20 bill will buy them, six gallons of gas, and they can go to a movie once in a while, they think they're perfectly happy. The $20 buy a couple of six pack of beer and a bottle of wine and a pack of cigarettes, and they're happy as a lark. But one day this whole thing is going to come together, and you're going to lose everything, and then you'll see what we mean.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, and Mr. Wahlberg really anticipated a lot of this back in 1899, didn't he?
He did. That's why he wrote the Coming Battle book. Now, Mr. Wahlberg, we found out someone called us about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, years back, and they were the ancestors of Mr. Wolbert. I guess his children's children's children, like his great-great-great-grandchildren, they called us. And they sent us his genealogy, and I was so happy to receive that, and I sent them a few copies of the book for free to the people that are, you know, his ancestors. And he was an attorney, and he was a soft-taught attorney, not the kind of attorneys we have today to sell their soul to the bar. He was a, you know, they had different kind of attorneys back in the 1800s where you can talk yourself. And he saw all this, and he saw how, and he was also the mayor of Bluffton, Indiana, back in the early 1900s. He was the mayor of Bluffton, Indiana, before the man passed away. But he loved this country, and when you read this book, you can tell how he says the churches are becoming phony, how they infiltrated the seminary schools with a false doctrine. And, you know, today, which is basically 100 years after he wrote it, you can see that it's all true. And it took him 100 years to pull this whole thing off. And these people are very patient. And their philosophy or their mindset goes from generation to generation. Their philosophy goes from the parents into the children. And when the parents died and the children put that into their children, this global government concept that they're trying to establish right now. And they're going to pull it off now. Today they have the technology to do it. They didn't have it in the 1800s. They didn't have a little transponder that they can pull under your skin and a satellite can track you anywhere on the planet. They didn't have that in the 1800s. They have that today. And what I believe is going to happen in the near future, you're going to have a national ID, and your national ID is going to be your national driver's license. I think they're going to sell it to the public, say, well, we've got so many illegals, we don't know who's illegal, who's an American citizen. We need to have a national driver's license, then it will identify them all. Of course, that's going to be another lie. And then you have to understand this, that your driver's license can be lost, it can be forged, and it can be stolen. Well, what's next is your chip. Then once you take the chip, you won't be able to, even with the national driver's license, that can be tracked. There's probably going to transponder in there as well, like there is inside your strip inside a $20 bill. And what they're going to do, you won't be able to fly without it. You won't be able to have a checking account without it. You won't be able to have bank without it. You won't be able to, you basically won't be able to function. That's what I see happening. They're going to force you into this. They're not going to force you with a gun. They're just going to, you just won't be able to have anything. So people are going to go voluntarily in it, whether you like it or not, in order to function as society. And I think it's very important to create communities where you can be in a barter system, to elect yourself in office. What I always tell people, Stan, is get organized. You have 50 people run for the same position. Overwhelm the little boogers. And one of you liable to get in. And when you get in, you don't compromise your principles. And then you get into city council positions. You get on the school boards. You get on the county commissioners, which is manageable, especially if you live in a county that's not that populated. You know, if you got a county with 2 million people, obviously it's too hard to pull it off. But if you live in a rural area where county is 100,000, 200,000 people, that's manageable. And get yourself elected in office, and then you work from the inside out, and you change, you make sure that you don't implement a lot of these things. And it's happening. Like Phil Hart is one of them. He's a decent guy. He's in Idaho State Legislature. And we could get others that could get into positions of power to make a difference from the inside out, because it's a lot easier to make a difference from the inside out than you would be from the outside in.
Amen to that. Well, we've got a caller. Who's the caller? Who's calling?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is George from A. Leaf, Texas.
Hi, George. How are you?
Fine. My question has to do with the government calling in the gold as they did in the 1930s.
Right.
And what signs do you think that would precede such an act by, you know, a executive order, whoever the president may be at the time?
All right. Do you have any thoughts on how would they pull this off again, Paul?
You know, I don't know. I mean, every time you think you got it figured out, they take another direction. So I don't know how they're going to pull this off. I know they're going to pull this off. I don't know how they're going to pull this whole thing off.
Roy, I think George, what you're going to have to realize is that they're going to have an emergency situation. The reason that the American people were willing to go along with FDR was because we had the Great Depression, and of course everything FDR had done was to make it worse. And everything the Federal Reserve system had done was to make it worse. And then they sold FDR that this was a means of counteracting the wicked big bankers, the people, you know, who control the money. He thought he was circumventing them by calling in the gold and getting us off the gold standard, whereas actually he was doing exactly what they wanted him to do. He didn't realize he was a patsy for them. As far as how we're going to know what is going to happen, we're just going to watch the signs of the times.
Is with the bird flu.
What's that?
I was just talking to a talk show host, and I don't have all the facts on this now, so that this could be, false, but the information that I got was from a reliable source that they had a town somewhere, some little small city somewhere east, that they basically evacuated everyone in from their home, and they had what they call a bird flu drill, and they separated women from the men, they separated children from the parents as a practice run to see what can be accomplished. And I think if this is true, and I'm going to make a bunch of phone calls, and I'll call you and let you know,
okay,
Stan, whether this is true or not. And it was a talk show host and a pastor who called in and told me this, but I wasn't here, so the message was taken. So I'm going to call them back. And if this is true, what they're going to do is create a national crisis. And I think bird flu is what I call a bird manure. It's there's no such thing as bird flu, but people will believe it. And they're going to force you to take vaccinations. And then if you vaccinations causes you health-related problems, let's say you get autism or God knows what happens, so you can't sue the pharmaceutical companies because the pharmaceutical companies are immune to prosecution because Bush already signed that into law. So they're going to force you to take a shot and then turn around. And if it damages you or your family or your wife or your child, you can't sue them.
Well,
and yet
I think
they're going to force you to take something that they don't believe in it themselves.
George,
would you say it'd be wise to have cash then on hand?
You want to be diversified. You want to have gold. You want to have silver. You maybe want to get some palladium because that's a fairly low price, and it is one of the precious metals along with platinum. And you certainly want to be widely diversified, but do not stay in cash because the cash is losing about 10% of its value every single year.
Yeah, my thought is that most of the monies, the assets that people have are in credit cards, and it's not literally a dollar bills or $20 bills.
But remember that the paper currency really is worth nothing.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And so you're better off to be in material things that you can utilize, that you can trade. But certainly silver is an excellent investment at this time. And we don't know that they're going to call in the gold. And if they do call in the gold, I don't think the majority of the people are going to be taken in a second time. But be also in the other things we mentioned. Get some money. If you have enough money, get some of it out of the country. Get it into Swiss banks, into Swiss pounds, into Swiss T-bills or Canadian T-bills. Diversify. The three rules of investment today. Diversify.
That's right. And one other thing you want to have is maybe some junk silver, which is your old quarters and nickels. I mean, not nickels, but dimes and half a dollars and dollars. They were pure gold back, before they took the silver out of the money back before 1960.
Right.
And that would be a good thing to have as well.
Right. We have a very, very good talk, George. It's called the Financial Tsunami. We have a syllabus that goes with it, a talk, and it really goes into what you really need to start thinking about doing to protect yourself and your family.
Right.
Anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, that's pretty clear. It's just that I'm concerned that nobody will be able to buy things if they freeze all the bank accounts and those that have the existing dollar bills, $20 bills and such, as well as gold, will be at a better advantage point to withstand the problems at the time.
Well, what you want to do, you certainly need a certain amount of cash to live on.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about your wealth. Do not put your wealth into that. Have some cash on hand, certainly, yeah. But and then, of course, be sure that it's someplace where somebody can't steal it from you.
Right. Well, can I ask you this last question?
Sure.
This coming North American Union, where they want to blend the three countries into a and have the currency as an Amero, how do you think this would affect the existing cash, bank accounts, and et cetera? How could we hedge against that?
Well, Richard, Paul, would you like to comment on that?
Well, the only thing I would like to say is you better hope that doesn't happen, because to merge United States with Canada, Canada is under the British crown. So I thought we got rid of King George. We got rid of King George because we don't want to be on a British crown.
No, Paul, we have King George. He's in the White House today.
Yeah, that's right. In Mexico, now here, if you merge with Mexico, why are Mexicans coming across the border here? Because life is better here. Because jobs are better here. It's not as corrupt as it is there. So obviously, we're going to merge with a nation. The drug cartel is running the country, corrupt to the core. The cops are on the take. I mean, you wouldn't believe what I was told from Mexican Americans who go there. He says, Paul, don't even go there. Even we're scared to go there, and we're Mexicans. Told me this personally. So that's how corrupt the government is. You go 5 miles over the limit, you wind up in jail. You may not come out for 10 years. So I mean, this is a wicked system that they have. No wonder these people are coming here, and that's the country we're going to merge with.
Absolutely. My suggestion, George, is that they're not going to be able to pull this thing off until there's a financial crisis. With a financial crisis, when everybody's been wiped out, we'll be looking for stability, and the stability will be called the Amero. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And Paul Walters, thanks so much for being with us. I think you're on tomorrow evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Network, and we do carry Paul Walter's book, The Coming Battle. It's an excellent book, written almost 107 years ago, and yet it's like deja vu all over again. If you haven't read my little pamphlet on the history of money, it's only $3.95. We have my talk, The Coming Tsunami, and it has a syllabus with this. You get the two of them together, you get $5 knocked off. And so if you'd like to get these items, perhaps the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book, Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton Orme, Fiat Money Inflation in France. All of these are available, but you're only going to get one thing. Get my talk and the syllabus that goes with that. And then if you want to get more detailed information, why get the other things, specifically the little pamphlet, The History of Money. Well, then, of course, we want you to know that we are putting on our yearly seminar. It's going to be on the 29th of October. It's an all-day Sunday. We're going to have great speakers, Constance Cumby, Chris Pinto. We're going to have Michael Shaw. We're going to have Barrett Schoes. You certainly want to come. We're serving lunch. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, to make your arrangements. Certainly, we hope that many of you out there might be interested in getting some health products. We do carry an excellent line of them, and if you'd like to get our health catalog and get the books, because the books will tell you what to do, and then we have the products and comparative prices. And then we also are beginning to carry some food for emergencies, and if you'd like to get them, just give us a call. We'll send you a food catalog. You can get a health catalog and get a regular catalog, but we need all of this just so we can maintain the stability of our ministry, the 60 stations we have to pay for every single week, but at least we have an outreach and more people, and it's exciting to see people from all across the country calling in for products or getting things, and the most important thing is we know people are listening. And really to understand what happened on 911, certainly you should get our pamphlets called Foreknowledge 911. They knew what was going to happen. We carry the video entitled In Plain Sight, put out by Dave Ann Kleist, Joyce Farley's husband. That's In Plain Sight. We have another video called The Day That Changed the World Forever. The Day That Changed the World Forever. And it has a lot of clips in it you'll never see. And you'll understand what this is all about. People will tell you it's about oil. People will tell you it's about protecting Israel. People will tell you, it's about, wanting to bring democracy to the Middle East. And none of these things are true. It's all about the world order. And on this clip, on this video, you'll actually see Gary Hart addressing a specialized meeting, an emergency meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C. This was September 24th, and he's talking about how they're going to use this to bring about the New World Order. And this must be important because I've just gone to the CFR website and looked at the transcript of that meeting, and they took out any mention of what Gary Hart said. Somebody has cleansed that transcript and taken out what Gary Hart said. So obviously they don't want you to understand that the war in Afghanistan and in Iraq and the coming war with Iran and Syria is all about bringing about a world government and the destruction of America and forcing our impoverished people into this new world order and new world religion. So remember, you can get all of these items at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my a book and video or DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the DVD on the secret history or the secret mystery of America's beginnings. You need to get the videos, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, or Megiddo 1 or Megiddo 2, or Joe Schimmel's latest video, The Da Vinci Con, Hollywood's War on America, and so much more. Go to our website at www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and, well, please don't call in for the time being. Please don't call in unless we specifically ask for calls, because right now we have with us on the line Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, thank you so very much for being with us again.
It's my pleasure as always, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us what your take is on what's going on, you know, across America and throughout the world.
Well, the establishment media and the government is really preoccupied with attacking the messenger now. More and more Americans blame Bush and the Bush administration for the attacks on September 11th. And, of course, we had a massive propaganda blitz on the anniversary yesterday of September 11th. But today, yesterday, and the day before, it was just nonstop attacking those who believe that there's a conspiracy involved. And, of course, President Bush was well aware that this was going to rise. He attacked conspiracies from the very beginning. It wasn't 2 days after the attack on the World Trade Center that people began to be suspicious of many of the inconsistencies, and so they began to attack it even then. But it's a full-scale crescendo now. I was listening to NPR this afternoon, and they trotted out the editor of Popular Mechanics, which has always been a shill for government. The editor claimed vociferously that he isn't taking any direction by the government, that this is their own thing. But this magazine has scoffed at every conspiracy theory since JFK and have done major issues. It has nothing to do with the format of Popular Mechanics. So obviously, they don't have to get a call from the government to do this. The news media has many, many deep connections with what I call the powers that be, the insiders, and these are the people who really direct the media to attack things, and we're certainly getting a concerted attack.
Well, I'm rather encouraged, though, because the more they attack, the more people, I think, are beginning to question what is really going on. And when they come out, and, of course, as they have Professor Stephen Jones from Utah there, and, of course, put him on administrative leave. And what was it? Why did they put him on administrative leave and threaten to investigate all of his work or review his work? Why? Because he questioned what had happened on 9-1-1 and said that those twin towers simply did not come down because of the pancake effect. But he believes that there was something, he doesn't say who did it, but for some reason or other, there was a demolition there in the twin towers.
Well, originally he did take the position, and I know Dr. Jones, he is a professor of my own alma mater, Brigham Young University, and Liberty community is extremely upset with BYU for taking this stand. They took a stand originally against Dr. Jones, and they basically, after he made his first presentation and sent out a paper, he made a presentation before a lot of professors in a lot of disciplines at Brigham Young University at a conference. And he said, what do you think? Does this evidence merit that we need to do more investigation on this? And there was unanimous consent, nearly unanimous, from all the professors at various disciplines at BYU that we needed more investigation. But the administration came out immediately and said, no, 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 we don't want to do this. We don't want to appear to be non-supportive of government. And they committed him not to make any more statements, but to submit his work for peer review. And, of course, you know, that's a scientific fig leaf that administrators like to hide behind, because they are confident that peer review will take the establishment position and deny this. And then they can use those peer reviews as ways to deny that he, or to put pressure on him not to speak.
Hold that thought there, right, please. And we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNLive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
And Joel was just commenting on how it was that Professor Jones, after being asked to be silent and being almost ordered to be silent, had decided to break his silence to try to get the truth out about what had happened on that Tuesday morning. So you were just saying that Dr. Jones had given a speech at, I suppose it was at the University of Utah?
No, it was at Utah State.
All right, fine.
So Utah Valley State College there in the neighboring city called Orem.
All right, go ahead.
At any rate, it's got a large public convention center there, and that's where they held his speech. It was, you know, this is the college also that caused a lot of notoriety by having Michael Moore come and speak. And it's a very Republican area of the country. I mean, there's no higher percentage of Republicans than in Utah, and there's no higher percentage of Republicans than in Utah County, which is the home of Brigham Young University. So this presented a great deal of consternation, and you know, there is just an awful lot of knee-jerk support for the Republican Party you know, and they presume that Bush must be, you know, a faithful follower because he says all the right things, but there isn't a lot of real in-depth thinking among the majority here, and so it's a good, safe Republican area, but Stephen Jones, with his impeccable credentials in physics, he's an expert in cold fusion. He was the one, for example, when the University of Utah came out with their outlandish claims of breaking through cold fusion, he said they were wrong, and he was proved correct. So he's got a great deal of credibility within the scientific community as a physicist, and he isn't just making statements as untrained people in his claims about 9/11. He has done actual chemical analysis of the debris coming out of there and has shown that there is evidence that they used thermite explosives in there. Thermite is really technically not a true explosive. It's not a high explosive. It's a burning material that is used to melt steel at very, very high temperatures. And this is what they would have used, he hypothesizes, to melt down the central core pillars, to cause the structure to start coming down. And sure enough, when you look at the video of the World Trade Center with the towers on top of it, you'll see that for about a half of a second, the towers are descending before the outside framework of the building, which shows you that the central core of pillars was being attacked in the tower, which are by far the stronger set of pillars as compared to the outside pillars, which are very weak.
Well, Chris, there was absolutely no resistance. In other words, if their theory was correct, that this was a pancake effect, there would have been resistance from those 47 or 48 steel pillars which make up the very core of the building, and there was absolutely no resistance. The buildings fell almost at the rate of gravity.
That's correct. And each one of those floors would have put an inertial effect of resistance on them. And in addition, so it would have increased the time. Now, in addition, the first tower, which was hit just on the corner, the central core was not even harmed, essentially, in that. And fuel, you know, these are 2-inch thick steel pillars that are 24 inches by 24 inches, very, very powerful, massive pillars in the utility core. And these would not have been effectively damaged by the flames, which essentially most of the fuel went outside the building when that plane struck the corner and almost missed the building. So that building went down first, and it should never have gone down at all, frankly. Those central pillars are capable of holding up the entire weight of the structure. The outside 150-some minor little pillars are not capable of holding up. So if you melt down the central pillars, and this explains why you have big molten pools of metal in the bottom of the building. You know, the National Standards Association of the United States comes out with some 70-some volumes of evidence supposedly proving the government version of events on this. But they never address Building 7. They never address the molten pools of metal in the bottom of the building. They go to all these equations to show how that if you soften the steel trusses that they'll break loose from their mountings of one floor of pancake to another. But nothing in that explains, Dr. Stan, how you can have huge pools of molten metal. We have photographic evidence of the big cranes pulling out these great, huge, massive balls of molten metal with, still glowing after a week when they're finally getting into salvage the steel and take it away as soon as possible to make sure that nobody can, do any forensic investigation on this. Well, there has been enough evidence come away forensically that Dr. Jones was able to take samples and determine that thermite was used. And there's no way these thermical chemicals, which you're talking about, some aluminum powder with iron oxide to provide the oxygen and the heat and the aluminum together burns at a white-hot rate, which if you pack those pillars, you can certainly bring down the World Trade Center very, very easily. You know, the debunkers of conspiracy theory use the most superficial arguments to say, well, how would you get into the office spaces to load this building with explosives? You'd have wires running all over the place. And this seems initially very, very plausible to the non-trained person as they hear that. But when we combine the fact that those World Trade Centers were shut down for the weekend, nobody was allowed in, and those towers were virtually dark, according to witnesses, then we know that they did have the opportunity to place explosive charges in the building. And secondarily, when you understand that the central core pillars, which is all that you need to do to destroy to bring the building down, are all within utility areas, you understand that you don't even have to go into any office areas. You don't have to penetrate any finished wall surfaces that can be visible. But what I suspect happened is they cut holes in the pillars with torches and they packed those bottom of those pillars with thermite. And with an explosive charge, they start that thermite burning, and then predictably after a certain amount of time, depending on the heat and the amount of steel in there, you start those pillars to melt and they all come crashing down. I think they had to also have put charges up at periodic floors, and that's confirmed by the firefighters who said they heard charges going off. Now, I believe those charges were not sufficiently strong enough that they would actually blow the pillars, but the charges were placed there to start the thermite reaction so that you have the burning process, and then the building is melting at various levels, and then when it starts its collapse, it is nearly free fall in speed. Other people, the conspiracy debunkers, have said, now, controlled demolition, they started at the bottom, and these started at the top, and how could they have set the charges to start at the top, right where the damage to the airplane occurred? That's very easily explainable by radio-controlled demolition charges. In fact, they very rarely hardwire anything anymore in demolition, except around the electronic detonator, which is placed at every floor, and then there may be wires going out to individual charges. But it's very, very convenient to do when you have a central core of pillars around the stairwell and elevator system.
Well, of course, the one thing about Building 7 is that one did come down at the bottom. It started to collapse at the very top, but then the whole base of the building symmetrically gave way at 5 o'clock or 5:15 in the evening. There is no way that the Building 7 hit from the top is going to have the whole base of the building dissolve simultaneously.
That's correct. And Building 7 is the linchpin of Dr. Jones's argument, because it was not hit by any airplanes. It was only received minor damage to the wall facing the World Trade Center after the collapse occurred. It did have some fires involved. There were two diesel tanks to feed the emergency generators. And, of course, they're trying to make the excuse that those diesel flames melted down this huge steel frame building. Now, this was not the same type of framework as the World Trade Center. This was a conventionally framed steel frame building. And none of those conventionally framed steel frame buildings have ever come down through a fire. There are fires in Spain in the Madrid building that burned for 7 days and it didn't bring down those steel buildings. Even though steel can lose its strength through heating, you have to have optimum conditions for fuel and oxygen to be able to reach a high enough temperature even to significantly melt large, heavy steel. So we don't have any record until this 9/11 of any steel buildings coming down supposedly because of fire. But in this particular case, had that occurred due to the placement of the tanks and the damage, which were in close proximity, that building should have tipped over on its side. As you said, it came down from the bottom in complete controlled demolition, right on its footprint, and that virtually is impossible. It's no wonder that the 9/11 Commission never took the pains to try to debunk the conspiracy theories concerning Building 7. They simply didn't have the answers. They claim that they'll still come up with an answer, and you can bet they're going to have some experts just work overtime trying to give some cockeyed explanation of how this could have happened. But it's going to be laughable to anyone who has any engineering background at all when we finally get that explanation. It'll be very much akin to the TW-800 video that they created showing how the missile trails going up was, in fact, the zoom climb of the airliner. Just totally ludicrous.
Well, I think people have to go up on the Internet and watch the building come down a few times, and you realize this was a controlled demolition. I mean, it falls symmetrically. I mean, if supposedly, you know, the basement had been, or the foundation had been weakened on one side, it would have tipped. But it is. It's a perfect controlled demolition. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they really shouldn't have done that, because you can see there was also structural damage to the upper part of the building as well. It all happened simultaneously, and first of all, why the penthouse begins to fall into the upper floor of the 47-floor building, and then the basement of the building, the lower part of the building, just dissolves, and the thing falls right in on its footprint. So if you watch that a few times, you're going to have to make your decision. Either you believe what the government tells you, or you believe your lying eyes. I prefer to believe my lying eyes.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's interesting that when I heard the editor of Popular Mechanic doing his debunking routine today, on, he always makes the statement, as they all do, that conspiracy theory just doesn't stack up to the facts. And they give some superficial examples, some what I call straw man arguments, easy to knock down. And there are some conspiracy arguments out there that are very flawed, where people have made statements that just don't, and they're easy to knock down.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
All right.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Anderson from Midas. Today is September 12, 2006. Gold opened at $5.95, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.26.24. Again, that's $6.26.24 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. The dollar is getting battered, and foreign countries have a significant impact on the price of gold. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities, and bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas republished the 1931 book, Oh Yeah, An Economic Review of the Great Depression. Are we close to the same type of disaster? Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words: everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Yes. We Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we were just commenting on the American Scholars Commission. Stephen Jones was on that. The program was heard three or four times on C-SPAN, and millions of Americans saw that program, and for the first time, they learned that on the very morning of 9/11, why, there were military exercises that simulated hijacking of planes, and so they were actually a program to actually plant false images on the screens at the FAA, at NORAD, and intentionally confused the people who were responsible for, you know, protecting America, intentionally confused them, and they didn't know whether they were real hijackings or they were part of the military exercise. What a coincidence that there should be a military exercise that very morning that had sent all of the fighter planes that were supposed to be guarding the nation's capital to Canada and to Alaska. I mean, that's an incredible story.
What's also incredible is that they actually had large airliner-sized aircraft doing dive bombing runs at the Capitol on that day. There's a video. One of the 9/11 videos shows one of the airplanes, and the debunkers of conspiracy theory said, "Oh, that's one of the hijack airplanes," and it isn't, because it's a four-engine jetliner. There's four engine pods on it, and that means it's an old 707 or some of the older aircraft that was being used, and you can see it doing high-angle, steep dives right near the Capitol. And so obviously that was part of the confusion tactics to make sure the controllers said, yeah, there's something there, don't worry about what's dive-bombing on the Capitol, that's part of an exercise. And so it's very, very important to know the full story, and of course the government has conduct in this entire investigation is very suspect because of the amount of obstruction of justice, of obstruction of evidence that is going on. Most notably, of course, is the numerous video cameras that filmed the crash into the Pentagon, and the government appeared within minutes at each of those locations, which in and of itself is proof of prior knowledge. Because how else do FBI agents locate cameras and get there within two or three minutes of the crash unless they were pre-assigned to do so?
And, of course, all those videos have disappeared. The government refuses to allow anybody to see the videos of whatever happened to the Pentagon. I don't know what happened to the Pentagon. But they do. They've got the videos. And if there's nothing to conceal, why do they absolutely refuse to show them to the American people? Well, they did show one of the videos, and I looked at it. I couldn't see anything. Could you?
No, the only thing that is in the Pentagon video, and, you know, that was released under suspicious circumstances. The date is different on it than the actual date, which means that it may have been doctored. But the only thing that does show up on that is a very tiny airplane tail and fuselage, about the size of a fighter, actually, that's zipping along at ground level, but there's a very strange smoke emanation that looks very much like a missile launch. And it's very clear. When you blow it up, you can see it very clearly. It's a smoke trail. And no airliner makes that kind of a white smoke trail. As a former fighter pilot who shot missiles, I can tell you that's a missile trail from an air-launched fighter-based missile. So not only is there that evidence, but also more than one military witness at the Pentagon said that they heard the sound of a missile and smelled the cordite, which is a distinct smell of a type of explosive used to set off larger charges. So my opinion on the Pentagon after studying all the evidence, and I must say at this, I can only suspect because there are several conflicting reports, but especially of witnesses. But one of the prime witnesses that I put most credibility in is the one who said that he saw the airplane that hit the Pentagon actually not penetrate the wall. And he said to himself, he had this thought process, boy, that wall held up like a champ. But you see, you can talk about how witnesses mistake certain things, but when you have an idea like that come through your head, that cannot come unless there actually was a visible time distance between the impact, the fact that the airplane didn't penetrate, sat there resting on the ground outside the wall, and then he said it exploded. And it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah, but, of course, what happened to the debris from the explosion?
Well, that's what going to explain. Do we have a break coming?
We got a break coming, and well, I'm interested to know what happened to that, so our listeners are just going to have to wait till we get back here. But, ladies and gentlemen, the one thing we know is we have not been told the truth. There's no way that the passports could have survived. There was one passport that survived the flaming inferno of the North Tower, and we're told that somehow it got out of the hijacker's pocket, and then out of the flaming wreckage of the plane he was in, and then out of the flaming wreckage of the North Tower, and floated gently down to be found on the sidewalk. We're supposed to believe that? Well, I really don't believe that at all. I believe that passport was actually planted there, and if it was planted, then everything else is a lie.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system. But we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available at Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, I want you to get your website out and how people can perhaps get a free copy of World Affairs Brief and decide they'd like to subscribe. I certainly look forward every Friday to getting my World Affairs Brief and read it through from cover to cover, usually 6 to 8 pages or more, and fascinating information, fascinating insight. So how can people check out your information and hopefully subscribe?
Well, the World Affairs Brief site, worldaffairsbrief.com, is the place to go. I give a summary of the current brief. The brief is by subscription. It's a modest subscription fee, which is one of the cheapest in the whole world for a weekly news analysis that I give out every Friday. But you can get a sample of the current brief if they want to email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. I'll get that through and or my webmaster will be able to send out a sample copy of the current edition if you want to see that. There are archival editions that are free for the watching on the brief, plus many other investigative essays that I've written on all of the major government cover-ups on the left-hand column. On the right-hand, the right-hand side of the website, on the left-hand side, you've got a lot of background information about other books that I've written. I have a new edition, the second edition of my book, Strategic Relocation, that can be reviewed. But the main portion of the site is dedicated to the current news links of the day. My staff publishes all the best of the news stories of the day right on the website, so that you can go to worldaffairsbrief.com and check out the news each day. And then I analyze those news stories and tell you what they leave out at the end of each week on Friday. So it's an interesting site to go to and encourage people to do so. Are you still there, Dr. Stan?
Basically, Joel was just talking about what happened at the Pentagon, and at least there's one story that he puts a great deal of credence in. One fellow said he saw the plane come and hit the building, but it didn't go into the building. It just sort of sat there and then exploded. And of course, why do you think that story is true? Because it sounds so strange.
Well, the reason I give credence to it, first of all, is because most everybody just saw the whoosh of a plane go by. And it was obviously painted in American Airlines colors. But, you know, very few people are capable of judging speed or size on something that's very close to them that whooshes by. I've seen a video of what it would look like to have a plane coming by, and it's blurry. It's very difficult to see something that fast coming by very, very close to you. But in any case, most people don't have details that they, but very rarely when you get a detail like, I saw it actually, the wall held up, you know, to have a thought like that go through your eye, you couldn't have seen the airplane just simply explode and made a statement like the wall held up. He said the wall held up and there was a fraction of a delay and then the plane exploded. What this indicates to me, in conjunction with the Pentagon video, which shows the bright white signature of a high explosive, is that whatever hit the Pentagon was laden with explosives and was exploded then, not necessarily on impact, by electronic or other device, and that would explain why there's no large pieces visible. But that the parking lot and the lawn were littered with small pieces of an airplane. Now, I happen to know that by looking at many, many accident investigations as a pilot, that when an airplane even hits the ground directly, the airplane doesn't disintegrate into tiny pieces. There's lots of major pieces of the fuselage that break off and bounce away from the aircraft. Whole tails break off, wings break off, and engines bounce around, etc. But they didn't, and they don't draw themselves into a small 12-foot hole in the building. That 12-foot hole, I believe, was made by a missile that was shot by that aircraft. Don't think it was a 757. I think what was happening is that they took something like an A-3 Sky Warrior, which is a medium-sized two-engine jet aircraft that could have been painted up with American Airlines colors and look very similar. It is capable of firing a missile into the Pentagon, but you've got to destroy the evidence, and that's why the explosion. You've got to essentially explode the thing. Now, I don't know the answer to what happened to the original aircraft, but certainly the original aircraft didn't make a 5G turn, you know, coming at 500 miles an hour. An A3 Sky Warrior could have made those turns. So I don't really know all the evidence, but I do know that the Pentagon video shows a missile. The penetration in the Pentagon shows a missile. The military witness smelling cordite could not have been mistaken because it's a distinctive smell. And the fact that there are at least three or four witnesses that said they saw a commuter-sized airplane come into the Pentagon, not a full-size jetliner. So there's a lot of contradictory evidence there. It could easily be solved by the government if they would do one thing: release the videos. There's at least three videos. The Virginia Transportation video on the overpass, there's the Hilton Hotel video, and the CITGO gas station video, which shows the best view of all of what was happening. And each one of those had FBI agents come within minutes of the crash and demand those videos and swear everyone to silence, because the ones in the Hilton video were reviewing the tape again and again to see what happened, and they knew what hit the Pentagon, and they have been sworn to silence.
And they've been...
Why square people...
How have they been able to get him to keep it silent? I would think that at least, you know, unless, of course, they've been threatened.
Well, of course they've been threatened. What we learned from the JFK assassination is that the threats that went out to the various people who saw that there were multiple caskets, the Navy corpsman who, you know, was taking the X-rays after processing JFK's X-rays to be developed, and he looked over the atrium of Bethesda Naval Hospital and saw Jackie Kennedy coming in with JFK's casket. Obviously, JFK wasn't in that casket. It arrived in a military casket from Walter Reed Hospital, where it had already had bullet fragments removed and a tracheotomy performed and various other things, and the head had been cut open at the top. When they zipped him out of a body bag, which he wasn't in the regular casket that Jackie was with, when he zipped the body of JFK out of that, top of the head fell off. And all that was recorded by two FBI agents who were sitting there dutifully taking notes. And those notes were suppressed by J. Edgar Hoover. And the only reason J. Edgar Hoover would have suppressed that is that he was being blackmailed by people in the government. Obviously, it was blackmail going both ways. He had files on government officials, and that's how he maintained his positions. And they had files on him for some other reasons, which I won't discuss. But
I do know that I talked to Dr. Crenshaw, who was the doctor in the emergency room at the Parkland Hospital, when they brought in President Kennedy and the Harvey Oswald and Connally. He had a couple of days, but he was actually threatened. He was told that if he ever told what he saw, he would never be allowed to practice medicine. He waited 20 years before he finally, or 25 years before he finally wrote a book. And of course, the story is in our JFK assassination four-tape set. So you're absolutely right, I'm sure. They've threatened these people there, and of course, they cannot allow the American people to know the truth, because think of the implications that people in the intelligence agencies, and I'm not suggesting George Bush had any idea what was going to happen, but certainly the intelligence agencies did, that they would kill thousands of Americans to create an incident. I mean, that is pretty hard to take, and yet I don't know why we should be so surprised. It happened at Pearl Harbor. They feigned an attack at the Gulf of Tonkin, and they killed 58,000 Americans and a million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese. And, you know, there are people who have a different view of the value of human life, and this is really what's so concerning.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think it's important to not use even the statement the intelligence agencies. I think it's important to understand that every intelligence agency has good, dedicated people working for it, and then there are dark side operators who work outside the law. And the good people, the white side that we call it in government, and there's a white side in the FBI and the CIA and the DEA and the INS, they don't really know. They're kept from the knowledge of what the dark side does. And if they do get a glimpse of it, they are threatened to beat the band, if they start to pursue and ask questions about what are these guys doing. And, that seems to be illegal to me. They're just told it's a matter of national security not to ask any questions. And most people know what it means when someone gives you a threat like that. They're going to lose their job if they become a whistleblower. I'm covering for this week's brief the story in Congress about how whistleblower protection law has been gutted completely because the courts and the administration have been in collusion for many, many years to essentially intimidate whistleblowers and not give them the rights that they deserve and the protections that Congress wrote. The law has been eviscerated by court rulings, including the latest one by the Supreme Court saying that whistleblowers, don't have immunity. They can be fired, they can be reassigned, etc. So the courts are in collusion at these things. It's a very, very sad situation. But it is, what's important is that doesn't mean that all people in the courts, all people in the CIA, there's a dark side of the courts, there's a dark side of the CIA, there's a dark side of the FBI, and the white side people will swear up and down that we would know. They have just become indignant when you talk about illegal activities in the FBI. I'm an FBI agent. I would know. How naive can you get? Simply don't know.
I'm afraid there are an awful lot of people out there who are very naive, but all we have to do really as far as what happened on 9-1-1 is say, why did Building 7 come down? How did they manage to suppress the fact that there were military exercises that morning that simulated hijackings, that they'd set all of the planes that were supposed to be, or almost all the planes, supposed to be guarding the nation's capital off to Canada and elsewhere? And then, of course, the story of the passports. There's no way they can cover that story. They made it up. They planted the passports, one at the site in Pennsylvania and one at the site of the World Trade Center. And if somebody planted those passports, then this is somebody in the intelligence community knows exactly what happens and is trying to confuse the American people.
My basic feeling, Dr. Stan, is that this is a false flag operation, meaning that the dark side elements of government control and have never lost control of Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. They essentially, at the highest levels, probably using a third-party connection through the ISI, which is the CIA equivalent in Pakistan, run al-Qaeda as a controlled terrorist organization specifically to do high-profile attacks like this, because it certainly does, you know, justify a great deal of enhancing government unitary powers when you have a terrorist attack. We saw this all throughout every speech of the president. And especially when the London bombing came along, we were using the new attack to refresh people's memory that we're still in a war on terror and we need to have these special powers to be able to surveil people. And, of course, it doesn't add up when you look at the specifics of the London bombing and the fact that they can't even hardly put together a case to convict any of these people in court. We found out in every case that there have been agent provocateurs by government inducing angry young Muslims to get on the Internet and discuss and then meet together where these agent provocateurs teach them how to use explosives, record, give them trips to Pakistan so that they can set themselves up as a future terrorist. And I think a lot of these people do get enthused about doing something like this, and then they get taken down for it.
Well, could you talk a little bit about something you had in your last World Affairs brief about a gentleman over in, I think it was in Baghdad, so it was in Iraq, who actually they took away his identification card, gave him a car, and told him to drive elsewhere and he could get his card back. Could you tell that story? Because this may explain at least some of the suicide bombing.
Yes, it's probably the most dramatic story that's come out since I've been covering the Iraq war, and that is that you had a professorial type Iraqi who was told to show up at the Green Zone at one of the security buildings run by the U.S. military, and he was supposed to be, you know, interrogated about something. And when he got into the interrogation, they asked him a few questions, and they said, "We need you to go to this other location to be further interrogated to get into this particular car, and you're to go to this location." So he drove out of the Green Zone in this car, and on the way there, it broke down, and he called one of his buddies, a mechanic, to come and help him, that he had to make this appointment, and when they opened up a portion of the car, they found the thing was packed with explosives. And he said, "I would have been a suicide bomber." I mean, and unknowingly. And, you know, you wonder, how do we get so many people to commit suicide? And this opens up an intriguing possibility that U.S. dark side agencies are, in fact, calling Sunnis in that they want to get rid of, give them a car, and tell them to drive to a location. And as soon as they get to that location, somebody triggers a remote control device and explodes with him in the car, and suddenly he's a suicide bomber.
Well, of course, we've got an awful lot of people there working for intelligence agencies, for the CIA, for these private armies, these mercenaries, and they're really answerable to no one, are they?
No, that's right. There's a new book on a slightly different subject. It's called Blood Money by an investigative reporter from the L.A. Times named Miller. And it's just come out, and it is one horror story after another about the horrible, shoddy workmanship and how these people with no credentials at all, no accounting whatsoever, can go in and get insider contracts, no-bid contracts, and how when you finally start to have whistleblowers, and there's numerous whistleblowers that have tried to, honest people in Iraq, blowing the whistle on these companies, and not just Bechtel's and Halliburton, a lot of little insider companies. The people come out of special forces and they're buddy-buddy with somebody in the Pentagon, and they tell them, hey, go over to Iraq and you can start this company and get this bid, and they know nothing about it, and just a nightmare of horror stories going on. But it shows you that, you know, there's something very perverse about what the administration is doing in providing these private security contractors. I think that basically this is a method to avoid the problem of so many whistleblowers when you try to get military or legitimate security individuals within the U.S. government to do illegal acts. They tend to get cold feet and blow the whistle on things, and you have a lot of cover-up. You've got to threaten them or send them to jail. We have numerous examples of them doing that, and the courts getting phone calls in the night from people in government saying, this guy's got to go down, and you're not to allow him to enter into the record any of his CIA contacts, etc. Happens all the time. But I think the real thing that they're doing is building up a cadre of unprincipled private contractors who, when this whole bad agenda, which I've outlined on several of your programs before, I think, about taking down American sovereignty and locking down our freedoms finally happens, there's going to be a lot of resistance. And in order to prosecute and put people like you and I and other people who would protest this in whatever it is or take away our liberty, you're going to need unprincipled people to do that. And I think that's what they're hiring and training and sifting through and producing through this war in Iraq.
Well, I really, it's a rather terrifying thing to contemplate, and yet we see what's going on. We see the violence that's over there. What does this have to do with, you know, 9/11? 9/11 was the excuse that was used to justify going to Iraq to catch Osama bin Laden, but we didn't catch him. To go into Iraq because we had to stop the use of those weapons of mass destruction by Saddam Hussein, but there weren't any weapons of mass destruction, so there's something seriously wrong. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Dan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening has been Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and I certainly recommend his publication. It always has such fascinating and insightful information in it. Well, this is the time when I need to mention to our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America, trying to get the American people to understand that we're being lied to at every turn. And there are powerful, powerful people in what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, whose loyalty is not to America, but to creating a one-world government and their effort to unite the Northern Hemisphere here and to do away with our borders, to encourage illegal immigration, and, of course, to say one thing and then do exactly the opposite, to involve us in wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the next is going to be a war with Iran and heaven only knows what else. I mean, accumulating massive deficits, setting us up for a total financial collapse. These things are not happening by accident. So if you'd like, of course, to get information from Radio Liberty, you need to get the newsletters we write. They're available at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. We hope that many of you will want to come to our annual seminar. It's going to be held on the 29th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're serving lunch. You're going to have reservations. So call on 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we hope many of you will make reservations to come to the annual Radio Liberty Seminar, and then, of course, if you're coming from outside, why, let us know, and we'll let you know where the local hotel is. And we hope to have a block of rooms there at a reduced rate for those who do come from a distance. And sometimes we have people coming from all different states from all across America. And then, of course, we want to mention we do carry the big Berkey products. We're carrying emergency food products and health products. And the profits from this is used to help keep us on the air, although we still depend primarily on the people who believe in what we're doing to help us. So if you'd like to get a health catalog or a food catalog or just a regular catalog of the products we carry, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you have not yet seen the video, The Rape of the Soul, which goes into pornographic and obscene art and many times religious art, why, it's an excellent video. It's available, and actually I have a small part in it. It was a full-length motion picture, which was shown in 12 major markets earlier this year, and information on it was blacked out totally by the media. Amazingly, this would show up to 9 weeks. I mean, the fact a movie would show for 9 weeks in a theater, it's got to have a tremendous appeal of first people telling people, but you see, they did not want the people to understand what's really going on in art today and religious art. Anyway, the video is Rape of the Soul. It's available from Radio Liberty. We carry They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the video, the DVD, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, and then Joe Schimmel's latest production. It's called The Da Vinci Con. The Da Vinci Con, and of course, subtitled Hollywood's War in America, because there are people in Hollywood who would destroy the Christian foundation of this country. Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, great DVDs, and then, of course, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. We recommend that. And then, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD that goes with that, or the video that goes with that. You need to get our material on the financial tsunami if you're concerned about what's going to happen to this country monetarily, financially. Why, certainly you can get the DVD or the VHS, and you'll certainly want to get the syllabus with it. If you want to understand the war in Iraq, why, of course, it is simply Iraq, the Untold Story, the video, and the syllabus. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our information on sustainable development. All sorts of information available from Radio Liberty you're not going to get elsewhere. There is a move to destroy America, to use our wealth and certainly our financial power to bring about a new world order and a new world religion. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Shaw. Press Secretary Tony Snow says he stands by his assertion last night's speech was not political.
We took great pains not to say Democrat versus Republican. The president did have an obligation as commander-in-chief in a time of war to let people know what he was thinking.
He says the president had to talk about the central role that Iraq is playing in the global struggle against terror networks.
The president did not want to try to turn this into a Democrats versus Republican thing, but you cannot talk about the war on terror. I'm not talking about Iraq. If the President of the United States did not make reference to the plans and the strategy and the beliefs of the very people who mounted September 11th on the anniversary of that date, it would have seen it as a dereliction, and you guys would have been out here just clubbing me like a baby seal.
NASA is congratulating Atlantis astronauts for a phenomenal spacewalk, willing to overlook the fact that a bolt got away. This is IRN.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next